You're listening to the Ben Bankus Podcast.
How'd you meet that guy?
I got that place through Facebook, Toronto Stand-Up Community.
You found a house in the Toronto Stand-Up Community page on Facebook?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Folks, welcome to the show. Please do all the things, like, subscribe. Go over to Patreon if you want to support the show. We got the boys in the house. Special guest behind the curtain. Drum roll, please, Mitch. Give us a drum roll. Oh my God, you look fucking autistic doing that. Oh my God, you channeled James in that moment. But let's make some noise for Paul. He's behind the fucking
puppets. The government puppet. Wear your masks and get your vaccines.
Three vaccines.
I'm really happy that I picked up this piece of garbage, this little theater setup. Paul, do you want to pull the...
What do you mean by theater setup, Ben? You straight white man. Do not say that to the government puppet.
How long have you been a government puppet, Paul?
My whole life. I was born this way. You don't understand that communism is the right choice. Government puppet.
I think people are going to, like, people who wear masks all the time, if they continue for generations, they'll end up just having it'll evolve to have a piece of skin over their face.
Can
right?
you see me now?
How the fuck are you wearing a mask right now in this hot-ass weather?
Oh, man, it's hot.
It's so psychotic. There's a little tie. It's got a Velcro on it.
Your neighborhood is fucking horrible, by the way. I see, like,
for masks?
Yeah. I see people, walking through when I was coming here. Like, 10 people.
I'm surprised people don't put masks on their dogs because there's so many people with masks.
Have you ever seen it?
Mask on a dog? Yeah. Have you?
I think I did see it once, yeah. at the very start. Mm. But I think they were just being cute, and it was adorable.
It was cute.
It was cute, yeah.
It's cute when dogs wear the mask because there's a fucking dog.
Mm-hmm.
What's the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
I was working out today. I was telling the guys, and usually the gym here is completely empty. Nobody works out. And the superintendent, this is amazing. You love that? This is so up your alley.
It's hilarious.
The Puppeton Theater. Puppets.
Steal your corporate piggies.
Well, everybody's just so weird that, like, if you have a job, you have to be.
We're not doing that. We're still fucking working it out.
Paul is on Only Toes if you guys want to sign up.
If you guys want some Only Toes, we're here.
What do you think of those toes, Mitch?
Very hairy.
Hairy?
Hairier than mine.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, I have no hair on my fucking...
The lower half
of my
body.
This is where the show's going.
So hairy.
The show is now available on Only Toes.
Look at that. No,
wow.
No hair, man.
Yeah, mine are hairier.
Yeah, you look... You have, like, Indian slave feet.
I know.
Make them kiss. Ooh, I came. I didn't think I would come so fast. 4 days of no fap. That's all it took.
Oh, God. That's what comedy shows are now,
you guys are listening
are now,
and
not
watching. They just touch
That's what comedy shows are. Matt shows up, you show up, and everyone's just talking about no fap constantly for like an hour.
You guys are on the no fap.
I feel like male comics have been split into... People think it's like left wing and right wing. It's really just no fap.
No fap and yes fap. Yeah.
That's all.
And then all the comedy
where do you guys
people
perform?
Are just
comedy bar, a bunch of fappers.
Oh, yeah, you guys all fap, don't you? I've been on that no-fap shit for like 10 years, though. I've been the first one on the wave.
Not 10 years straight.
Not saying that I'm not doing it, but I've been attempting it.
Right.
There's no one
that actually... you were before the curve. You were like back at Vape on the Lake, like 2013. Yeah. You were like, no-fap.
I was talking
But you didn't call it no-fap.
No, I didn't call it no-fap. I just called it...
Did you call it anything?
Well, I knew about the nofap stuff, but I just said
Paul,
like
was you knew
Paul's
about
like a
like
social smoker when it comes to nofap.
Well, everybody is though. Everyone is. Name one guy. Yeah. Like, I mean, there's people that are involved in nofap, but there's not one guy who's like, yeah, I did it for a year. You're like, what the fuck, dude? Like, you know what I mean?
There was that one. We met one guy at Ben's show, and he was like just talking to us about nofap. He was like very dedicated.
Wasn't that Michaela Peterson's
friend?
Guy?
Yeah. Like he was like, he actually like looked me directly in the face, and he's like, if you don't fap, you will find the woman of your dreams.
Oh no, but I mean, like, yeah, but if I don't see her in 30 days.
And then I was like, Michaela? And she was like, she was like, yeah. No.
I knew a guy that did NoFap for 300 days, and then he found the woman of his dreams. And when he busted inside her, the volume of the semen was so high, he actually killed her.
Jeez.
Yeah. He drowned her vagina. Every time she went to pee, she couldn't because it was stuffed with cum. So
every
there
day
is
there's
dangers
a birth, every
to
day
it,
there's
obviously.
A death.
Yeah, there's a lot of dangers attached to it as well.
The cum dangerous. Just snaps her.
Yeah, the
neck.
Biggest danger with NoFap is you could actually kill the woman by coming in her too hard.
By coming in her yeah. too hard, yeah, like Scary Movie.
Everybody knows that.
And she smokes the roof.
That's science. That was actually that was in a press conference today with Doug Ford.
What's the longest streak you've ever done?
Of not jerking off?
Yeah.
2 weeks.
Probably something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
For me, 62 days.
Oh my god! No, and you didn't have sex either?
No, nothing. Nothing.
You must
I've
have
only
been
had
the
sex
most
twice,
pissed
actually.
Off dude ever.
No, I wasn't. No, I was enlightened, and I did actually end up getting into like a relationship after that and all that. So like,
was that Mercedes?
No, it was prior to that.
Prior to that. The way you said that. Yeah. If you take a look at my timeline of my life.
Yeah. But so that was like 8 years ago, and then recently I've done like a few months ago, 8 months ago, I did 30 days too.
Shit.
Jesus.
And you didn't after the 30 days, what happened?
Oh, after the 30 days.
Like what was did you just jerk off or did you fuck?
No, I was gonna go for 30 days actually, and I cracked at 12 days, I smashed. Right, okay. And that's okay. And then
and
I
that's
went,
okay. Bro.
And then I went another 30 days, and then
another 30.
Then so I went another 30 days, and then I was browsing Instagram and saw the old link in the bio and pulled out the credit card. And
Angelica Skinnera
to a little OnlyFans.
Oh, you've actually like subscribed to someone's OnlyFans?
Absolutely, 110%.
What?
Yeah.
Are you out of your mind?
Are you out of your mind? Like the thing
actually,
is, just like
actually, Ben, I found out recently that like there is like a free part to OnlyFans.
Yeah, but it's like I don't know why.
Go like, here's my free.
I love
how
you're telling me that, like, because you know I'm such a Jew that you're like Ben.
But like, yeah, Ben,
free
there is
stuff.
No, but the
you
free
were
stuff.
Talking about money yesterday, like such a fucking Jew. I was like, God, like,
what did I say?
It was like you and Borman having a little Jew off about money. God.
I have never seen this guy more Jewish than being in an Uber with him. It is the most. I literally like, I do not want to be in an Uber if it's under my rating with him. I will drop, and they'll be like too Jewy. Like this guy's literally like, it's a bit brisk. What is the heat on? Is the heat on? You mind if I roll down a window? Can we smoke in here? What radio stations do you got? Next. No. Go back. Was that Justin Bieber? It wasn't. Okay, keep going. Skip.
Yeah,
Ben, actually, let's roll the
that's
windows
why, that's
up.
Why I just order Comfort now. I order Uber Comfort so I can get away with it. Like
is Uber Comfort
it.
Always a Tesla?
No, it's just like they'll like put up with more like Jewy stuff.
That's what it is.
Yeah, you just get in. You're like, it's too hot. Can you change
the
channel?
The air is dry in here. Is that just me? How do you do this?
I don't
all
like
day?
Chum FM. Can you put on 99.9, please?
You're like the type of guy that will go in an Uber and still like tell the Uber driver directly to his face. You're like, I'm giving you like a one. Like you're just
no.
Like
I would never do that.
Yeah,
I've never done that. The only time
I'd have to go down.
I'm the guy to be like, thank you very much, and then get out and give him a one.
Yeah.
I rarely rate, honestly. Usually I just do five because it's like I don't rate until the next time I'm taking one. So like then it just comes up and I just go five. Unless it was really bad. I had a guy who like ran over a curb once and I gave him a three.
Yeah, exactly.
He just like violently took a right and just the whole fucking car.
No, it would have to be like the only time was like one time like 3 years ago. I was like in it with two of my friends and we were honestly like we really were just being normal and like I like literally we
just
were
quiet
not
sitting
like
there.
Quiet but we were like saying something and then like I asked him like genuinely like it was like yeah it was silent no one was really talking and I was sitting in the front seat and I was like do you like doing Uber and he pulled over and he's like get out
what what
and we're like what he's like I'm not doing this anymore get out. He's like, you've been a problem the whole time. And we were like, and like everyone in the car was like, what? We haven't said anything. He was like, get out, get out. And he started screaming. And I was like, that's a one star. Cause you're like, people don't need to deal with that. This guy's insane. But other than that, it's always five stars.
Did you see that? Remember that video of the girl with like really bad fake eyelashes, like coughing at the Uber driver? Corona.
Yeah.
She like got arrested and then she got out. And then there was like another video of her like beating the shit out of some guy that wouldn't buy her drinks at the bar and shit like that.
Toronto girl?
Yeah, just crap.
LA. She looked like a Toronto girl on steroids. She looked like she'd be friends with Chair Girl and
yeah.
I love how that's our culture of women now.
Chair throwing girl, stuff. Desk girl, garbage can girl,
Gorilla glue girl.
You want to start an OnlyFans? Have you thrown anything off a balcony? That's your first.
Remember
start.
The Gorilla glue girl?
No. Oh yeah, the girl she did her hair.
Yeah, and she was like, "If you had a lift," but she was like, "Guys, I don't know what I did, but I put Gorilla glue in my hair."
Yeah.
And then she's trying to play it off like, I didn't do this on purpose.
Man, that's...
Of course you did that on purpose to make a TikTok.
Yeah. What a generation.
It's funny how girls do that. If they don't do it on purpose, they do it by accident. But then guys, like, have you know, like, long neck?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he'll pour, like, fucking mustard all over. Mustard, relish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he never gets injured. He's like,
well, even, like, what's
hospital.
It called? Like, Supreme Patty. That was, like, but that fades real quick. But like Supreme Patty was like putting like limes in his eyes and shit.
Supreme Patty?
He's this like really weird fucking guy on Instagram that his face is just mangled.
Yeah.
Like his like.
You'll know him.
Should I pull it up?
Yeah, pull it up. You'll recognize him.
Supreme Patty.
He actually tattooed Supreme on his stomach.
Yeah. But he was
like the brand.
Yeah. So yeah, he was putting like lemons in his eyes and stuff for a bit and then went through the phase where like he made a bit of money and was like, today we're giving away a Lamborghini. And then all of a sudden, like the views probably dropped and now he's like, I need that Lamborghini.
What's his
back.
Name?
Supreme Patty.
Like he's got a ton of like followers and shit. I'm sure he's doing really successful.
He's
just,
a
like,
musician.
Much.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a rapper too.
Yeah. He did rap and stuff too.
He was really devastated about Juice WRLD.
Yeah, he's gonna box for sure now.
All boxed.
Yeah,
I love that everyone's like,
I love it too.
It's a giant.
This is a video of him ordering Domino's. He's giving a guy Jordans for a pizza.
Did you see that Russian TikToker? He went up to a little girl, gave
her
an iPhone.
I saw that, and then asked for it back.
Asked for it back. And yeah. then like, the lady is like, her mom was just like, all right, we're going to the police. Fuck you. Like,
the mom was like, don't give it back. Don't give it back. That was so awesome. But, like, man, what a dork, man.
This guy's like, bad acne. He's, like, trying to get rid of it, the Supreme Patty guy.
Yeah, he did, like, a whole bunch of stuff, too. And
oh, my God.
Yeah, like,
wild.
Like, needling treatment and stuff like that.
That's the only videos I watch by him. Like, I just want to watch him, because, like, that's entertaining.
It is, and I want to see, like, if it works and stuff, and it seems like it kind of doesn't.
What, the acne shit?
Yeah.
You see those, you get those ads where it's, like, the guy just, like, rubs something on his face.
That
he's
can't
like,
be real.
It's not real.
There's no way.
He's like, look, and I don't have acne anymore. 5 seconds.
I got duped into one where they had these ear things. They were like, Q-tips are a thing of the past, and I was just so high watching this video.
the screw?
That you go in and you screw it? Okay.
You bought that?
Yeah, I did. So then I clicked on it, and it was like, right now, you can get 18 for the price of one.
You have 18 of those
at
home?
18 of them. I can give you one if you want.
Does it work?
Dude, so then it came, because in the video, like, people were putting in their ear and then pulling out, like, the longest earwax. People were like, I didn't know it was in there. And people were like, I can hear. And I listen to music loud all the time. And, like, literally in my mind, I was like, maybe that's why. Maybe that's why. And stuff like that. So I got it, put it in my ear, like, twisted it. Literally nothing happened. Like, literally nothing.
Dude, you should complain to that guy on CTV who just does the, you know what, he does like the customer.
Yeah, I bought these.
And
things.
Just because it'd be so funny to be like,
dude, and I tried it and I'm just,
dude, you should come and try it. You should bring them here and we should do it on people.
Yeah, I'll bring,
I want to see
18 of them.
It'd be funny if it didn't work and then Mitchell just so much.
Just like, just a bunch of cray comes out of my ear.
Man, that's what I wanted. I wanted, and I was like, yeah, it was like $20. I was like,
well, I know
sure.
They have like a vacuum.
Yeah, there's like the legit ear vacuum and stuff like that.
But like, what is, like, I mean,
I think when you go to the doctor, if you have a really big problem, they blast water into it.
Gross.
I mean, yeah.
I had the thing where like my parents put like earwax, like sorry, not earwax, like candle wax in my ear.
That looks sick though. And they did the ear
or
candle,
some
and
fucked
then
up
it pulls
thing.
Out a shitload.
It was kind of crazy, yeah.
But isn't it?
I was
awesome?
Crying the whole time. I was screaming and crying. Yeah.
Oh, you were like four when this happened?
Yeah, I was like. It was
their parents were
traumatic.
Dancing on their ankles, and they're like, "Please, Ben, this is Jewish tribal tradition." Ding, 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 ding. You must do the ear candling if you want to be a real boy.
It
this
did.
Is what
there was some aspect to it where I was like, "I don't want to do it," to my mom, and she was like. Your father thinks it's the best way to do it.
You're five now. This is what you do. Now drink the breast milk and put the fucking candle in your ear. Everyone does it.
This is Mr. Epstein. Oh, my God. Yeah. Earwax is not. New World Order. I don't see any.
What the How did that happen? This is what
ben
the
has the worst
is?
Tourette's
that
ever.
That is so funny.
He has like
that's
New World
so
Order
good.
Fag
yeah,
Tourette's.
Man, but you can get some weird stuff off Amazon. Anyway, 9/11 was an inside job.
Epstein didn't fake his death.
New World Order.
I'm just saying, nobody talks about...
Dude, I met his nice friends from
way.
Like real commercial real estate.
Oh yeah,
and then I just like, hey, how's it going? And then Ben just goes off, "You're all a bunch of pussies getting the vaccine. You're all gonna die in 2 years." I'm like, all right, I just sat down. You're already like, he went 1 to 100 on these
Did
fucking
I?
Guys.
Yeah,
like these guys were just staring at me, and I was just like,
they loved it.
No, that one guy Mike loved it. The other two were just like, what the fuck is going on?
Well, the one guy was like, just got here from like deep the U.S., and he was just like wide-eyed. I don't know who he was. Mm-hmm. And then the other, Nick was like, I didn't want to get it. I got one.
Yeah.
And then Mike was like, Mike's like the guy who told me at the beginning of the pandemic, the government has our best interests at heart, and that's why I stopped.
The ginger guy, right?
No, different guy.
The guy with the bucket hat.
Okay.
Does he work in commercial real estate now, too?
He got a sales job. He worked at like DHL.
Okay, yeah.
Now he has some other job.
Okay, sick.
Where you can wear bucket hats at work. And
that's the dream. You know what I mean? That's the
Sam Tetzos came here for the Patreon pod, and he was like, I just came from work, and he literally did. He looked like he worked at a skateboard store.
Well, he had the bucket hat on?
No, he had like a fitted, but he had a mullet with like...
Oh, and that's how he's
allowed. He just looks like he belongs in like Burrito Boys. He looks like he should be wrapping your burrito.
Yeah, but he's like making 90K, like selling some software that doesn't make sense.
That's the future.
Pretty much. That's how white people maintain jobs. They just won't wear suits anymore. Give all the suit jobs to like the Asians.
Yeah, and like we got mini putt on the rooftop. But we're going to need you to hit your numbers.
It's all the Asians. It's all the Asians and Indians. Indians that just want to go and work in a bank. They're
at my
like,
old
this
company, they the real estate company I worked for, they had two floors. And one was like all the like sales guys. And then the bottom floor was just all the analytics people.
Right.
And it was crazy. It was literally the white floor on top. And then just the Asian brown floor. Because they were all, that's all they did. They just crunched all the numbers.
Damn.
And sometimes they'd come upstairs for a coffee and everybody would be like,
how's
are
the
you
numbers?
They're from downstairs.
Yeah.
No, because how's the numbers?
Yeah. So
that was their comedy bar.
It was crazy.
They just come upstairs.
My one
and you guys
friend
just
was an analyst, but he was white, but he worked down there and he was always like texting me the funniest shit.
That's crazy.
He's the only, like, because they would be, like, celebrating, like, Diwali and shit down there. And,
that's an
and then, like, on our
job.
Floor, we're like, what's going on down there? Bunch of food? Oh, Diwali. Oh, yeah. So, just, we had, like, Christmas parties only.
Word. That's, yeah.
Yeah. Working in an office that isn't woke is fun. But I've never worked.
You think so?
I've never worked in a woke office.
I think the woke office would be more fun.
More fun?
Absolutely.
No.
Well, isn't the woke office then you're going to have more like parties and stuff? The office seems like a nightmare to me.
Yeah, working in any office is a nightmare. But if you worked in a woke office now, there probably wouldn't be many like gatherings or stuff like that because they're like, they don't want people to do that because they spread COVID.
All the sexual harassment seminars you had to go to.
Yeah.
Went to one. So when I was doing real estate, they never had any of that shit. Until one day that some guy got accused of, like, in Vancouver. My fucking dogs. Christ. This. Anyway, this guy has happened lots
on the podcast.
Oh, like usually Deb comes in and like knocks over a light and shit.
Ben needs to like his podcast photo needs to be Ben, his dogs, and his mom. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, that's your cast.
Yeah.
It's not me. You don't need me. You have your mom.
That's a sitcom.
Are you here every week on the podcast?
Not really. Like Ben just wants us now for some odd reason, but I'm okay with doing the podcast.
He's all talked out on the New World Order. He needs new talking points. He wants to see our feet.
I can only talk about what I actually think so much before I'm just like, I don't even care what I think, you know?
100%.
And I want to just hang out. Like, I think it's more fun for listeners to like listen to a hangout. And sometimes, like, if I'm really feeling like a rant,
yeah,
then I'll just pull out the shit and do one and be like, "This is this episode."
Yeah, that's better for you to do solo.
Don't worry, Ben.
Yeah,
other than have your two buddies on the couch and be
what
like,
"What the hell is?"
Yeah, for sure.
No.
Yeah,
I don't.
Don't worry, Ben.
I don't like.
Apparently,
doing
September 20th. We're back to lockdowns and blah blah. I found that out yesterday. Like, I was getting money from this girl.
Yeah.
Where'd you hear that?
Actually, the front.
I was just getting money from one of the ladies that came to the show, mm-hmm. and she's like. Are you ready? And I'm like, for the comedy show? She's
smokes.
Like, no, for more lockdowns. And I'm like, why are you excited about that? That's not.
Who said that?
I bet though.
Well, one of the guests for the comedy show.
I feel like we are coming back 100% into.
Yeah. That lady.
Yeah, she's just like,
she's doing the nerd.
Just kidding.
Joke. That's such nerd humor, to fake excitement about something. I'm trying to think of a good example. Where it's like, let's say it's pizza day, you know what I mean? Like, it's like in grade 6, and they're like, "Ooh, golly, aren't you excited? One pizza
for $2.50."
Like, sarcastic. That's so nerdy.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic! Look, they released a new Doom, and guess what? No multi-platform multiplayer. Yay! Aren't you excited? It's such nerd humor. Oh, guess what? More lockdowns are coming. Aren't you pumped? Put on your mask. Aren't you happy? It's such grade 6 nerd humor. Aren't you excited?
Totally.
Where you're like, no, I'm not excited.
Yeah, that's...
It's coming back.
I don't want...
Sure.
I'll have tons of time to rant about how horrible things are when they get horrible again, but I think it's important to enjoy...
Let's go to the Maddie. Let's go to Lavelle.
Yeah. We can do
let's
stuff.
Let's go to all these shitty
dude,
exactly. Let's
nightclubs.
Talk about the Maddie.
When
let's
I was ranting,
boards.
Too, it's because like there was no stand-up. So it's like, I want to do my little solo-y
exactly.
thing.
But right now you're in a good mood.
We've been doing stand-up every fucking day. It's amazing.
Yeah,
and
now we're in good moods.
We're in good moods.
For sure.
We were so depressed when we couldn't do this.
I even find with people, too, like where like there's people that like you'd kind of get into something with them. And now when you're doing stand-up, people are like, you know, I'm a little bit mad at you right now. And you're like, okay, like. That's too bad. Like, you know what I mean? Where before I'd be like, why? What do you mean? Like, you know what I mean? I could play, like, get into arguments. And, like, when you're doing stand up and stuff, you're like, yeah, man, that's fine. Like,
yeah.
You know, you're just like, I got it all out. It's all good. Like,
people you know? Are upset with you because of your material or.
No, not stuff like that. I literally just mean, like, with a friend. Like over something like that's the second time you were late this week. Like, petty things. Do you know what I mean? Where, like, when I wasn't doing stand-up, I'm like, that could literally last 3 hours. Where it's just like, you were late, too, and this
oh,
and that.
Oh, I see what
you're
you
saying this and that, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
I'm knowing that I have a show tonight and tomorrow and I'm going to be doing it
mm-hmm.
makes me relaxed that I can chill
yeah,
and have fun.
Absolutely.
Being like, when's my next show? Oh, not for 5 months? Like, that's why I started the Park Show, because I was like, I cannot do this. Like,
yeah, no, I know. It's
it was fucked.
Yeah. I noticed that the second time around, and that's why right now I'm like, I'm just trying to do everything and anything I can, because I'm like, I really do think it's going to get locked down again.
Yes, mother? Yes, okay. Yeah. I will order you food 100% as soon as we're done the podcast. What do you feel like? You don't have to walk up to the store. Why do you have to walk up to the store? Well, I have some. Paul, throw her the pack.
We got it right here.
Drum roll for Deb. Deb, show the camera. You look great. You put on a new outfit, and I think you put on a tiny bit of makeup. No, did you? Well, you look great.
You look great. Get that dart in you. Ben had to take his tights off because he's been doing NoFap.
Yeah, I'm on NoFap, Mom. It's good. It's a healthy thing.
The superintendent.
Right. I don't know.
Well, we're in the... Do you want a microphone or what? All right.
The superintendent was complaining that you were clogging the drain, eh? That's why the NoFap actually started?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, did you do NoFap?
Yeah, because the water in the building is actually starting to run a lot better. We were having some piping issues.
Did you do NoFap? Are you doing NoFap? Oh, my fuck. Yeah, it's... What were you... Oh, yeah, we were talking about the doing... Yeah, you didn't do the park shows. You were kind of on the... You were a bit of...
I took a hard stance in the park shows.
I know.
Yeah, I was rattled at you, you know?
Yeah.
And then the next year...
It was the white square.
Yeah, like the white square and stuff. And it just
That's a good bit now.
Yeah, I mean... A year later, you're like, fuck, man. They all hate me too. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's what I kind of was getting at when it's going to start with, okay, no, only Ben's bad. Actually, no, you know, Sam Burns is bad. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Paul's bad.
Yeah.
Sam Burns was talking about how he had a great bit about BLM. It was really funny. He was like, his bit's like, George Floyd's not really something that you're just like, he's like, how about that George Floyd guy? Yeah. You know, that's not something you just kind of, and it was like kind of like a, it wasn't like a right-wing bit.
I heard that, yeah, he went through that too and stuff like that. And it's like, yeah, man, there's so many people right now that are just like, they do stand up 3 times a year and.
Well, it's sick that the corner's back because they're.
Sick that the corner's back. But I really do think that the biggest way to describe what like 80% of that community is just like, look, like. A lot of people got bullied in high school and stuff like that, and that sometimes will bring you, or like not in high school, but like me, like I got bullied a lot in elementary school and stuff like that, and then you learn to be funny, you know what I mean? And then I become funny because I was getting bullied and it becomes my thing, and then I just continue on being a nice dude, happy to have friends and this and that. But some people got bullied, never learned how to get funny, and they want to realize that they're like, I can be the bully now.
Yeah.
And it's just so clear that it's like they do stand up once every 2 weeks, but now they're just like just gatekeeping every single thing, and like you like this person, you like that, and it's like you're reliving high school.
You would have loved it. One of the park shows I did, I'm like setting up all the stuff, the light and shit, and sorry, my mom just distracted me. So I'm setting up all the light and shit, and there's this couple people sitting right next to it, and they're like, "What's happening tonight here?" And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, it's a comedy show. And they're like, oh, are you Ben Bankus? And I was like, yeah. And they were like, And then they all like got up to leave. And I was like, oh, are you guys comics? And they're like, yeah, we're comics. And I was like, oh, do you know me? And they're like, no, we don't know you. And then they just like walked all the way to the other side of the field and like heckled.
Did you ever have like anything? Because you've obviously had like a lot of controversy and stuff like that. Has anything physical happened to you in the past 2 years?
Like... having somebody try to attack me?
Yeah, like someone took like a swing or like even like they just got really aggressive and yelling. Has anything like that happened?
Anthony Engelbrecht.
Well, no. Yeah, that like, yeah.
No, there was one show, but they were like really woke and like the one guy was gay and they were all like really nerdy woke people. And
then they went to take a swing at
me? They didn't take a swing at me, but they were just coming towards me and stuff. And I had to have my security guy be like, get back and shit. And they were just being like, you're a fucking transphobe.
Oh, that video that you posted.
They called the cops and like caused like more tickets.
I'm shocked you didn't do anything during that stupid show at Trinity Bellwoods.
Oh, that happened too. That was also.
But
that
you didn't. But you weren't on stage. No, you weren't involved. You were
who was on stage?
Jam Easy.
Jam Easy was on stage at Trinity Bellwoods. Dimitri did a show or something?
No. Remember, it was James.
James Thomason. Okay, Florida boy did a show. Yeah. And it was so bad. It was such a bad show. And,
he just goes up on stage. He's like, yeah, like.
Didn't know how to
host
it.
Rape's weird. Yeah. And you're just like, what? Like,
so Jam Easy's on stage doing like, oh, whatever, Bumbaclot, this and that or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And there's like these people playing baseball. Mm-hmm. Or softball, and this girl just starts marching towards us and being like, you are not allowed to say that, with her glove in her hand, like threatening. And she's like, you are white, you cannot.
By the way, I think
three strikes.
Transpo, body shaming, great humor. Yeah. The body shaming stuff was a ball. Actually, yeah, that was a little outside of the strike zone. You know what I mean?
Somebody, Jamie Z called her a Karen, and she was like, Karen? I'm black!
No, I remember someone told me the reason why she walked over is because I think Jam Easy said the word fatty, but like I think he was explaining something else, and they're just like, he only fatty, and they're just like,
yeah,
what?
He was only talking
what
about
the ass. Like,
I only fuck fatties.
And he mentioned it again, right?
Yes,
only talking about.
He was
the
probably
ass.
Talking about a blunt.
PH.
Yeah. PH, good. Good fat.
Avocado.
Yeah, I'm talking about the ones you smoke.
Good fat. Avocado. Good. Yeah.
That's so funny.
There's like such a level.
Salmon oil.
Yeah, so I heard you're dating a new girl. She's pretty thick. You're like, yeah, what are we talking? Avocado or Big Mac oil? How healthy is the fat?
Fuck. Yeah, when I eat,
What's up, buddy?
We're fucking chilling.
I was tired, but now I'm alive. I got adrenaline flowing. I got energy.
Yeah, you want to go to comedy bar, just watch a bunch of open micers, just make fun of...
Yeah, I kind of did, dude. Dmitry Gorianko at comedy bar probably would have been jokes.
Tell them what the hell you're talking about. Explain what you're talking about.
So we did an open mic tonight in some guy's backyard, and, you know, it's kind of a...
Hey, Lee, thanks for the beer. I stole it.
There's an agent provocateur... Who's our friend? His name's Dmitry Gorianko. He runs a podcast called The Pedophiles. And he's sort of been blackballed by these fucking faggots who go to comedy bar. And I just wanted to see him interact with those people that he harasses with online. Thought it'd been hilarious.
Oh, I know. I kind of wish I saw that, but I want to hear about it.
Like, what do you think's happening right now? Are they trying to kick him out?
He probably already got kicked
out. Awkwardly?
I bet they're like all they're he's red pilling them. Like Teresa, like we red pilled Teresa. He's sitting there just...
Marita, Marita Lopez, the Mexican's like, yeah, I should leave the country. You're right, Dmitry.
I should go back to Calgary.
We don't want to talk... Well, we like Marito.
Do we?
I don't know. Does he like us? I think so.
He said something once after a set of mine. I was like talking about going to rehab. And he's like, yeah, I know it wasn't funny, but like... You said it, man. And that little comment just stuck with me for years. So that's I hate his guts. Fuck that dirty speck. Shit talking my comedy, buddy.
What do you think about that?
You do suck, though. You do suck. You're terrible.
I'm a yellow belt.
We were drinking
all
day, by the way.
We need to start.
Well, you're my sensei, so fucking teach me, dog.
I'm trying.
How do I get that black belt?
Well,
you don't even have the black belt.
You
got
to fight Marito.
Like you got like a purple belt.
Yeah, I don't have a black belt.
Not be you're on your way.
I got what's it what, like? What? How, where does it go? Yellow.
You got like a purple blue belt.
What's let me look it up. What is
brown?
How
is the second best
sequence?
I know
it's either Ben has a blue or a purple belt.
Karate belts. It is karate, right? White belt, orange belt, blue belt, yellow belt, green belt, brown belt, black belt. So you think you have a yellow belt?
Yeah.
That's pretty far up.
No, yellow second.
No, it's white, orange, blue, yellow.
Oh, no, no. When I went to karate, it went white and then yellow.
I'd say you're a blue belt.
A blue belt?
Yeah.
All right.
Like third up?
Not bad.
I'm probably just a green belt or a yellow belt myself. Mitch is a brown belt.
I'm always brown belt.
Eternally brown.
Brown belt. That'd be funny if you joined karate and you had a racist karate teacher and he was like, all right, oh, we got a little brown belt here. We got a little brown belt.
I'm begging to be white. Please, just make me white.
If I raped Jacob Alshin, would I get my black
belt? Stop. Stop bringing shit up. Be more. The audience has no idea who these people are.
Yeah, they know. They do.
You think so?
Yeah.
Our listeners?
Kevin Brennan just calls out people all the time. People love it. Just copying.
Yeah, and how's his career?
That's true.
Yes, patrons, man. Yes, patrons.
Should we re-welcome to the show? No, we'll
I'm just kidding. I don't mind. I just say whatever I want because I actually love everybody.
I'll just put two versions. I'll just bleep out the names you're saying, and then that'll be on Patreon.
Okay. You can sell it. Yeah, market it that way.
Did you ever do karate as a kid?
Yeah, I did.
I did.
I didn't stick it out.
I was.
We all did.
I kicked my sensei in the balls. And then he started wearing a cup.
My stepdad wanted me to be in sports so bad. Like, he put me into like hockey camp and stuff like that, and just none of it stuck. And I'm like, I want to play Pokemon cards. And then he
just
wanted
to be a Chinese kid.
And then he winded up to like connect with me. He got his own deck of Pokemon cards.
Dude, remember when you went to the Pokemon?
Your dad did?
My stepdad, yeah.
Dude, or remember
stepdad.
You went to the Pokemon store or something? Nice. And then like some like
was that before or after he put his penis in you?
Yes, yes. I would go to this this Pokemon card shop every Sunday, and there'd be adults there. There'd be adults there dressed up like the gym leaders from the show.
Sometimes you'd leave with them.
And then if you beat them, you got a little badge to put on your hat. It was pretty cool.
You would beat adults? Did you beat an adult?
Yeah, you beat like Misty. She looked like Misty, kind of. You beat her, and then you get the little fucking water
like,
badge.
Like there were adults at this shop. You would play them in Pokemon cards
They're
and
like
win?
They're like adult nerds.
Were they upset that you won?
I didn't win ever.
No. So you just went there and lost.
I didn't get a single badge.
Your stepdad's just like,
hey, dude, I had a holographic.
Better than hockey camp.
I had
loser
a holographic,
then, loser now.
I had one of those holographic Charizards. I sold it for like a dime bag of weed, and they're literally worth like $150,000.
That's like the guy who bought like pizza with Bitcoin or something when it was like at a 10 cents.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, so you traded a Charizard for a fucking
like
dime bag of weed,
yeah.
And now you're sober, so it's not even worth it.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be a cool story if you still smoked weed. You'd be like, yo, do it again.
Four months sober. I got my mentor in comedy telling me I'm funnier when I'm killing my mom.
What, being unvaccinated at home?
No, doing
well, she doesn't
doing
exercise.
So she cries herself to sleep.
Does she?
Yeah, dude. She worries about me.
You come home hammered. You're like, had a great night, mom. She's like, oh, God.
I'm like, mom, well, I want to kill myself. Why'd you bring me into this world, you dumb cunt?
You say that to her?
I would say shit like that, dude.
Oh, my.
I get crazy sometimes.
Holy shit.
Yeah, ooh. I remember one time me and Liam found your diary.
Oh, my God.
Dude, the best was one of the lines was like, me and Liam, we always laugh about it. We were like, sometimes I can't handle my anger towards my mother.
Oh, yeah.
I can understand that. It's not easy.
The rage takes over, dude.
So what are you going to, so she's happy you're sober?
Yeah, she's happy. She's happy I'm sober.
Are you happy?
I'm getting there, dude.
You seem pretty happy.
I've had some great times, some bad times, but some great times too.
I feel like mostly you get sober and then you're like normal.
Yeah.
I get sober and then I'm like ultra normal. Like I'm like.
Yeah.
I'm like I can't chill. Like I don't know how to fucking go to sleep.
Yeah. We were drinking all day, by the way.
Today?
Yeah.
Yeah, today.
Yeah, it was like all drinking today.
Not that much though, just consistent.
Yeah.
We drank. We had two. We went with the leader of the, not the leader, PPC. He's like a he's running.
We
for
hung
PPC.
Out with Maxime Bernier. What's
yeah,
up?
We got hammered with Maxime Bernier today. No, we hung out with a guy who was running in my riding for PPC, who wants to do a comedy show at Yucks, so I'm headlining it. And
oh, awesome!
He took us to a semi decent restaurant, and Mitch felt like he had a dad, a white dad. Did you feel adopted today?
No.
It's funny how much less racist he is than my own dad. That guy.
No, my dad's not.
But he was just like grilling Mitch on everything about Sri Lanka. Like we hung out with my dad and he's like, you know,
dude, your
Sri
dad's
Lanka
really,
was called Ceylon?
Dude, your dad's really funny. He's
yeah.
just you with the fedora.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Like, he's really, really fucking funny. I like him.
Rob Pugh came up to my dad, was like, I thought you were on the show. Because he looks funny. But yeah, we just like had drinks.
Your dad plays the trombone or some shit?
Dude, by the way, I like how your dad comes to your show, by the way, like during like every week or so. And he doesn't say hi to anyone. He only says hi to you, and then he's just, like, sitting so far away from, like, all of us. He even came to, like, when, like, Michaela Peterson came.
Yeah.
Like, I remember he was there. I mm-hmm. saw him walk in. Didn't say hi to anybody.
No, it's too cool for that. Sick. And he'll leave. Like, if I don't kill, he'll leave. Like, if I start bombing, he'll just leave the fucking club. He'll leave the comedy club and text me, talk later. It's crazy. But then if I kill, he's there, and he literally just goes like this, good show, and then he leaves.
Did he call you one time? I was like giving you like tags and stuff. Like, wait, he's like, you should try this out.
Sometimes he does.
Ideas,
yeah.
And shit. Yeah.
Sometimes I'll like semi incorporate something he'll say. I forget what he was talking about. He was, I don't want to talk about what he talks about because I can't, he'll be mad. Like, you're talking about me on your podcast. No, don't want to do that. But yeah, no, he's a funny guy. But yeah, so we drank all day. And then what did we do?
Came here, filmed the sketch.
Can't believe we filmed that whole sketch and edited today.
We were drinking more because we bought booze. Then we went Then we went to the comedy show, drank more booze.
Left. I left.
You left.
You guys
went,
stayed
got
and drank.
Booze, came back to the two Lee's place, drank, was continuing to drink. Now we're here drinking more.
Well, Matt's not.
You got me to come all the way downtown for 5 minutes just to tell me, yeah, I can't drive you back. You got to find your way uptown again today.
Well, I didn't know.
Power play bullshit.
I didn't invite you, actually. No, Mitch was like, he's here. I'm like, oh, fuck. Because I thought we were going to go pick you up.
Oh, true.
But we couldn't have anyway because my car was full in the back.
Yeah.
So I fucked up.
It's all gravy.
It's better that way. It's better to make you. We picked Matt up and then just told him to go take the subway. We drove home. But you're clean. You're clean from trannies this week.
Yep.
Are you no-fapping?
1 week, no trannies.
1 week, no trannies.
Hold it off for dear life, bud. Don't think I'm going to make it. Don't think I'm going to make it. What time is it? They're out. It's the witching hours. Like, one in the morning? They're like vampires. They're out there, dude.
They're fucking out there.
I think I'm turning into a tranny, dude. She fucking bit
like
me.
Spider-Man. Oh, fuck. But she sucks your dick and then you turn...
Right here, you just start growing a dick.
Yeah. I just turn straight guys gay. That's my superpower.
You start growing a dick on your arm. Turn straight guys gay. The tranny tells you...
They kill themselves.
The tranny tells you she's giving you a superpower as she's blowing you. She's like, you will be able to turn straight guys gay.
Instead of Superman, I'm super they.
I'm on 1 week, no trannies.
Man.
You do no fap? No, I do no tranny.
Yo, Ben, you're impressive, dude. You're like 29 years, no trannies.
Well, there might have been that one black girl that we don't know.
Oh, shit.
Well, she had a vagina.
Oh, fuck.
She had a vagina. We just don't know if it was real.
Post up.
Yeah.
Ben fucked a tranny, but he doesn't know.
I don't think she was, though. I think I'm just an asshole. Because it was just her pussy didn't feel good.
Because it was, say what you really mean.
It felt rubbery. I was worried.
It was.
It felt new.
Because it was black.
All proceeds today will be going to the George Floyd Foundation for
brain. Rest in peace, brother.
Dude, George Floyd and you should have got. You should have been his. What do they call it in AA? When
he's probably fucking kids
mentor?
With Epstein on an island right now. George Floyd, just a crisis.
They just paid him out.
It's all sham.
They're like, how about $100 billion? You can live with Epstein. It'd be funny if there were pics of just Epstein, like hand arm around George Floyd, Tupac on the other side.
George Floyd's like, yo, I love Kid Butt, my nigga. I'll stretch that shit out, yo. My hammer.
Biggie Smalls is there, just like, I don't like all this gay shit, but I like the foo.
I gotta stop saying the N-word on podcasts.
Yeah.
I just want to let everyone know I'm not racist at all. I just like having fun with my boys and saying whatever. That's what I'm about.
This nigga's fully racist. Don't worry.
I can't wait. I can't wait for CBC to. No, that'll never happen. CBC won't book you to begin with.
CBC.
Imagine being worried about
that's
that.
Not even on my radar.
Oh my god, he hangs out with Ben Bankus.
Yeah, it's really embarrassing that the shit that. The people don't see the high school shit that's going on because they like people watch the sketches and they don't realize that like we're like legitimately comics that go and hang out.
Well, you are.
Well, you guys are doing it.
We're yellow belts.
You're yellow belts. But you're out there.
Yeah.
We're at the open mics.
Matt, I'm brown belt.
This is like the most comedy I've ever done,
dude. In the last week and a half, I've done a show every night. Yeah. That's how it should be.
Yeah, that's great.
That's how it was before the pandemic. I did a show every fucking night.
I'm getting my black belt, though, bro. I love this shit. I got my black belt.
You will.
Might take 10, might take 10 years, but I'm getting it.
All you got to do is, well,
it's so fun.
Blow, but you're sober. Somebody commented on the
asshole, this guy.
Somebody wrote into the podcast and goes, put fake blow on a table in front of Matt and see how many times he eyes it during the podcast.
Yeah, he's like, do a Patreon. Oh yeah, that guy was like, do a Patreon episode where Matt relapses.
Yeah,
rake in cash or something. What's the number for
I'm coming to, I'm doing sober September, so I'm
yeah, it's gonna
I'm
be awesome.
Looking up to you.
It's gonna be awesome.
What are the numbers for what?
No, like the amount of money it would take for me to relapse.
Yeah, what is it?
Like $2,000.
Would it be? No, I think it two. $10,000?
For like $10,000, I would do mushrooms or something, sure. $10,000, do mushrooms.
Let's do it. Here's $10,000.
Okay, well, make that a tier on Patreon.
Matt relapses tier. $10,000 a month?
On mushrooms.
$10,000 a month, only mushrooms.
Though. Yeah. But $10,000, you could come and watch it live.
You can come on your face.
Mushroom podcast.
You'd let somebody come in your face for $10,000?
$10,000? Hell yeah.
Really? Would you let that tranny come on your face?
I did it the other night for free.
Would you let the tranny come on your face? No?
No.
Why not?
I did grab her dick a little bit. I did.
But remember when you were like, she's a sex worker, so I actually made money because I didn't.
Yeah.
Why were you hiding that, by the way?
I grabbed her dick?
Yeah.
What was that experience?
I didn't want you guys to think I was a fag.
Well, now we do. You literally showed us her dick like 4 times today.
Matt, you while told us that you got blown by a tranny.
We were like, alone in the apartment.
Come on, man.
Like, I got blown by a tranny. I didn't want you guys to know I was a fag that I touched the dick.
And then I got sad when it didn't get hard. It's like, is it me? She was probably on antidepressants, that's why, right?
She was double vaxxed, ready to go. Double fives. What are you in, Moderna?
Two Modernas.
You feel better?
Moderna.
Yeah, I feel better.
You feel safe?
I feel freer. I actually do. It feels like a weight's been lifted off from getting it. Truly.
Did it hurt?
No. Just a little prick.
Oh, dude, remember?
But what were your symptoms the first one, the first time?
Fever.
The first time?
No, first one, nothing. Didn't feel a single thing. Second one, fever, fatigue, like sore skeleton, headache.
Sore skeleton. And how long did that take to go away?
48 hours to be fully gone.
You recommend it?
I don't give a shit if people get it. I'm kind of live and let live, but as far as I think it's the right thing to do, I do.
What if they do vax passports? Like, what are we going to do? Like, you'll just be able to go everywhere and we won't?
You'll have to get it.
Really?
We'll both have to get it.
That seems crazy, no?
I'll get it when I need to get it.
Doesn't it seem kind of fascist-y? Like, do you feel like, I feel like the whole world's like being like put under this iron curtain.
But Ben, that's already a thing. We've all been vaccinated for different things and needed to prove that to like
I don't really need to get like it, man. Like, I'm so fucking lazy. Like, what the
fuck? You don't need a vaccine to go to school?
Yeah, there's shots you get when you're a kid that you need to get. We just don't remember getting them because we were fucking like 6 months old. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, but I don't think if you don't have
Matt,
them.
Matt, I really am not taking advice from you.
Nobody asks you if you have a tetanus shot when you go for sushi.
Okay, my thing is this. Okay, so Bill Burr, great comedian, right? If Bill Burr was talking about comedy, you would listen to what he's saying. Okay?
Therese Tam.
There's scientists.
Great scientists.
There's scientists and doctors who have dedicated their lives to science shit that I know nothing about.
Brett Weinstein said it was bad. Brett Weinstein said it was a bad thing. So what do you think about
that? Joe Rogan doesn't have it.
Wait a second. I'm on the Ben Bankus podcast. What am I doing?
Yeah.
You're fans are gonna hate me. Sound like a
faggot. Some guys.
Fuck the vaccine.
Some guy's like listening to this going like, fucking faggot.
Teresa Tam's a
hologram. Of course he fucked a tranny.
Teresa Tam's a hologram. She is. They all are. The NBA's fake.
Nah, just literally drink this, you'll be okay.
The NBA's a hologram. There's NBA players aren't even vaxxed.
Because they're black, right? Well, black people think it's like some fucking voodoo. They think it's voodoo.
Voodoo. What is this voodoo? No, they just don't trust the government because they were slaves, you idiot.
Oh, true. Also voodoo. Slavery's voodoo.
Slavery was voodoo.
Dude, remember?
Take
dude.
Care of my fields. Get in the house. Fuck my wife.
Oh, fuck.
We're so racist. And
no, well, we're hilarious.
Dude, remember? Dude, remember when he was on stage?
Break my fields.
I'm a fucking idiot. I need to read books.
Like a dude, Jedi mind. Well, do you think it was like a Jedi mind trick, and they just did that? They just waved over them.
Dude, when you were on stage, by the way, I pants Matt, and some lesbian girl got angry at us.
She was like jokingly angry. That lesbian girl was actually cool though.
Was she?
Yeah, she was cool.
Was your dick out at the show? No.
He was about to pull down his pants, and the girl's like, all right, right.
I wanted to post the picture or the video of you pulling your dick out through the Puppet Time Theater thing on Patreon, but I don't know what platform to post it. That I can't post that on YouTube because they'll just get taken off, though if it's unlisted. Of course not. Because they know, I guess, like the computer knows what a fucking wiener looks. It'd be funny if you didn't get caught because your dick just didn't look like a dick. They just didn't catch it.
Not big enough to register the AI.
Algorithm missed it. Mitch probably has a decent sized dick.
Ben,
huh?
you were brilliant tonight.
Really?
Yeah, you really were.
On stage?
How you handled the chaos and everything, it was masterful.
Oh, yeah.
It was great.
You got to do that. You got to be a gym leader.
Yeah, you're great.
You got to be. Everything's Pokemon related tonight.
Yeah.
I'm the gym leader. My gym is the Annex Social. That's the gym.
You know what I always wondered in Pokemon? When they're eating like a burger, are they eating cow Pokemon? Or is there cows that they eat?
Look it up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Should I look it up?
There's like factory farms that are just like killing cow Pokemon.
What kind of meat do they eat in Pokemon? Clearly chowing down on chicken, drumsticks, lobster, and some other sort of meat. This is both proof that normal animals exist in the world of Pokemon and more evidence that well-documented consumption of actual Pokemon is super messed up.
There you go.
Wow.
Normal animals exist. But you don't see them really in the show. You?
No, you don't.
Oh, simply put, it is a fact that people eat Pokemon. In the original television show, was hunted to near extinction because of its delicious taste. The original Pokemon was just Chinese people eating everything. Oh, so much Magikarp. You're texting your mom.
Jake Leland, just laughing at the video.
Well, don't text him now. Put your phone away.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
That guy's cool.
Yes, the video's good. The video's good. People are impressed. Because we have to keep banging those out.
Yeah. I'm always amazed when I read the comments and people like think it's funny. I'm like, it makes me happy, but I'm amazed. Every time.
Me too.
It doesn't get old.
It's great.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's not as fun as performing.
Matt's like always like, oh, this is so cool. And then oh, they're all lying. They're all just lying.
Yeah, I do start thinking that, yeah.
That's schizophrenia, dude. Like, what the fuck is that? That's like paranoid schizophrenia. You read comments and you're like, they're all lying when they're like, you're funny.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I start thinking that.
Yeah, you shouldn't drink. You shouldn't drink. You lost your wallet tonight sober.
Yeah.
He lost his phone too.
Yeah.
Holy shit! Maybe you have brain damage.
You think?
Yeah, talk about that at your next meeting. Keep losing shit. My friend, I blew a tranny.
Yo, you should come check out a meeting during sober September just for shits and giggles.
I will.
Just for the funny of it, not because you're like...
But I'll be sober. It'll make me relapse. Going there will make me want to relapse.
There's some meetings like hot girls. It's vibrant. People are having fun. People are funny. I swear to God. It's not like a depressing affair all the time. It's fun.
I thought it was.
Matt, you didn't need to sell it to him.
When I've seen it, it's always just like it looks like people hanging outside of a Timmy's.
No, sometimes there's like hot crackheads who get off crack and they just want to fuck everybody now. You're like, oh, what's up?
And that's what you do?
But I don't do that.
Why not?
I feel dirty. I don't know. I'm probably just a pussy. I'm a pussy.
Crackheads?
Yeah.
Like hot crackheads?
But trannies are totally fine.
Yeah, you'll fuck a tranny crackhead in the alleyway.
No, it's like frowned upon now because of political correctness to be like, you know, be a predator in the rooms.
Matt, we're frowning upon trannies, but you're just like, ah, it's okay.
I'm not supposed to talk about this shit. I'm a fucking idiot. I always get in trouble.
Matt belongs to not AA.
A 12-step recovery program. I can say that, but I can't say AA.
You can say I'm in a 12-step recovery program?
Yeah. You can't
what
say
kind
AA.
Of bullshit is that?
It's bullshit, I know. It's a cult.
It is a cult. Do you like it?
Yeah, I do like it.
Have you gotten pussy from it?
Yeah. I fucked a few girls from AA.
How are you fucking trannies then if you're at AA meetings every night?
The truth is, Ben, I genuinely found her hot. That's the thing. Like, I was into it. You know when you're talking to a girl and you're so into it, you start getting hard just from talking to her?
No. I'm not a 12-year-old.
Does that happen to you?
Dude, if she, like, kisses me or something, but, like...
Not just from talking?
No!
Okay, this tranny was so hot, she made me hard from talking to her.
What the fuck?
We were walking to the sidewalk, I had a raging boner in my shorts.
How many days nofap were you?
Like, one. Not even, I don't think.
Oh, that's disgusting. No, you don't get boners when you talk to girls, you creep.
Oh, really? Fuck. I do all the time.
So you'll be talking to a chick on a date and you'll have a boner?
Dude, I had to like turn away from her and flip it in my waistband so I could continue walking down Yonge Street.
Are you kidding?
No.
To her place?
I swear to God.
So you had a boner from meeting her to like getting your dick sucked?
Yes. And then we're like making out in like stairwells.
Even when she said I'm a tranny, you were like, don't care.
Yeah, I didn't care.
Wow.
Didn't give a fuck.
Stairwells?
Because I'm an alpha. Yeah, we made out all the way there. I'm an alpha. I'll just fuck whatever, dude. I'll fuck you. High T alpha.
Would you fuck Matt? Mitch?
No, he's brown. Mitchell's so hammered. He's so drunk. Dude, call one of your Instagram biddies. He gets drunk and he calls his Instagram biddies. It's very funny.
Really? Call one.
I can't right now. My phone's about to die.
I want you to call a fat Sri Lankan girl right now.
Please.
Was that
a fat Sri Lankan girl?
Why aren't you dating the Sri Lankan girl?
I don't know, man.
She sounds cool.
She was cool. She was actually like a pretty down-to-earth girl.
But you're just like, hit it and quit it. Back to nofap. Do you do nofap?
No, man.
Do you just jerk off all the time?
No.
Every day?
No.
Like every other day?
I'm not like Matt.
What the fuck does that mean?
Do you guys know who Jada Stevens is?
No. It sounds like a porn star.
She's
though.
The goat of porn. She's the only chick I watch. She's unbelievable. This bitch was born to fuck. Like, you were born to tell jokes. She was born to fuck five black guys at the same time. And she loves every second of it. It's unbelievable.
Was this the tranny that you fucked?
No. I need to fuck.
Funny if the porn star you liked had a penis too.
Oh, Matt,
there is
what,
one, Billy
Matt,
J.
What happened at Maddie? tell the story what happened at the Madison.
We told
it was pretty
Matt's awesome. We were like, go talk to
this. There's like some hot teenagers with fake IDs.
Matt went up to them and he goes, you ever seen an Ashkenazi Jew?
And they just stared at me like, didn't say anything. There's cunts. And then I should have stayed and talked longer, but I just got shook by it and like fucked off.
We were also laughing.
They weren't receptive at all.
We were laughing.
Yeah.
No, the only way to meet girls now is if a tranny on the street, oh, one of the cameras is done. Which one is it?
I think it's that one.
Mine?
Yeah, it just closed.
Fuck.
Just come sit over here.
Just come sit over there?
Sit in the middle.
I could, but then I'd have to unplug this.
No, true.
I'll just film the rest on Zoom.
We should go to the Maddie again, Ben, when it's like busier.
When it's busier?
Yeah, when then there's more than one group of girls to talk to.
Oops.
Yeah, I'm a pickup artist, so if you want to take my course, it's $3,000, and I'll teach you how to get high-caliber punani.
Where are you going, Mitch?
How do you want to see it? This is like 14%.
All right, we got like 10 minutes left.
Really? It's okay because we're gonna split this up. This episode's gonna be split between us hanging out and then me, Mitch and Paul hanging out because we only got half an hour of that because
dude,
sound fucking cut.
Paul's
out.
Awesome. I want to do a podcast with Paul. We can all rap together. Mm-hmm. You want to do that?
Can you throw down a free right now?
Yeah.
What do we need to
put a beat on?
You want a beat on?
Yeah. What will you do with me? Do it with you.
Cypher?
Put a beat on your phone. Here, I'll put it on my phone.
Put it on the computer, no?
Nah, because that'll...
Just go to YouTube, grimy 90s rap beats. Those are my favorite.
Here we go.
Mitchell's all fairy-eyed.
I was going to grab it here.
Oh. What the fuck? Is this really what you... Just random beats like this? Like this?
Like 90s? Okay, give me a word.
Faggot. Mitch was about to say faggot.
Yo, I'm funny like Bob Saget. Ben Bankus, Mitchell Alves, just a couple of dumb faggots. Put my freestyle on the fridge behind a fucking magnet. Ooh, damn, I'm way too sick. My rap alias is Trick. I'm fucking a bitch. He's got a big dick, and I don't give a shit. Got wit like a Jewish man. We all live in a hologram, baby. Get used to it, you stupid fuck. I'm a wigger. I'm on the Ben Pankus show, so I'll say nigger. Just so I can impress his fat ass. And one day we're going to be famous and have so much cash that I could get security guards for these gangsters trying to kill me. I'll fucking smack him up. I'll make it so silly.
The N-word on every
episode. I'm a relapse and smoke Philly blunts. I don't give a fuck, you stupid cunt. I'm opening up. Whoa.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. Me and Ben Beck is going to relapse on a bag of blow. Go.
Yo. Matt likes trannies. It's kind of funny. He lives with his mummy. And she's like, where are you, baby? I'm just out on the streets. I'm at Church and Gerard sucking the teat. But it's not a real one, though. Made by a Jew in a fucking surgical gown. I'm trying to make this money, so I'm going now. I can't. Too many trannies. Too much tranny.
Okay, give me some words. Give me a word.
Jew.
When I freestyle, pens I chew. I'm chilling with my favorite Jew. Yo, the Leahy who, Xante Gu. Rendezvous at the spot, like who the fuck are you? I got a bulletproof vest on like I'm 50 Cent.
Oh.
Tormented soul, whoring myself out on the internet. Mic check till I'm dead, bitch. Fetch me a sandwich from Hell's Kitchen. Dystopian society, I don't really give a damn. I'm still having a grand old time. Me, Ben Bankus, and Mitchell having a couple laughs while we rhyme. I'm a fucking dime piece before I croak. And I'ma write a couple incredible jokes. Go.
Oh. Yo.
That was wild. I'm Jewish and fat. I live with my mom. This guy can rap, but fuck, he's gone. Fuck. He just flew a tranny in the back. Trying to smoke this weed, but it is crack. Smoking too much of the meth. Now I gotta go to AA with Matt. Now I'm chilling with a bunch of crackheads. But Matt said they were hot, but they're not. It's a bunch of old dudes with donuts. Smoking fucking putters.
Putters? I feel like everybody at AA smokes putters.
Dude, I gotta stop saying the N-word so much.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What's wrong with me? But if you say it once, like, what's the difference between once or 100 times? Right?
Did you say the N-word on stage tonight?
No.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'll stop.
You got to slow down.
You got to stop saying it.
You said faggot, though.
Sure, yeah.
I love, can you can do, like, 4 months sober, but you can't do a week without saying the N-word.
I can quick.
Okay, we're starting a timer.
Okay.
Make bets in the comments how long before Matt says the N-word. Try not to say the N-word at all for a month.
A month?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Friday the 13th right now.
I got to go to NA.
Jesus Christ.
That was even worth it. I feel icky. I'm sorry. I'm a fucking idiot. I'm just a valid.
Oh, it's so funny.
All right. Well, we have another half of the podcast, or maybe this will be the second half. I think this will be the first half of the podcast, then we'll go to Paul.
How was Angle Paul?
Paul was sick.
Dude, we'll do a podcast with Paul.
Yeah, we'll do all four of us. We'll let the audience tell us that they liked it. We put Paul in the puppet theater thing, though. I didn't do it for this one.
And we put Matt's dick in the puppet theater.
Yeah.
So we only did half an hour just now?
Yeah. Well, 35. Pretty good.
We got to record both the cameras at the same time.
You mean charge them?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Mitch is hammered. We're out of here. Enjoy the second half of the pod.
God bless.